The Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council is amending its sewer and drain codes to save the city money on a state loan. The changes meet Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection requirements and will lower Pittsfield's interest rate on a state revolving fund loan from 2% to 0%. The loan is related to the city's ongoing and much-debated wastewater treatment plant upgrade. Commissioner of Public Utilities Ricardo Morales.
We have included the fine structure in the ordinance for any delinquent activity and incorporated that into the ordinance as an item. And the other thing that we reinstated was the, with some minor changes, the cost and reporting on any upgrades or work performed on the sewer system to the council.
So the main piece of language that changed was that the commissioner shall keep an accurate account of costs and other expenses of each public sewer and shall annually, upon request, send those to the city council.
Ward 5 Councilor Patrick Cavey.
Before, he had to do that annually within 1 month of the end of the fiscal year, and logistically, it didn't seem like it was very easy for him to do. So we amended that and ended up keeping it, but amended it by saying within 1 month of a request by the city council, he would send us that information just to, one, make it easier for him and still give us oversight.
One change is specifically aimed at improving the city's grease traps to filter restaurant wastewater. Again, Morales.
The reason why we are looking back at this is this new standard, as laid out in the ordinance in front of you, would impose in approximately 20% of the restaurants in the city about $10,000 worth of repairs or installations to meet the ordinance.
The commissioner described that figure as a crude estimate.
However, we did in the beginning recommend this be implemented in a phased manner, with the larger restaurants having to meet the guideline within 3 years, medium-sized restaurants meeting the guideline within 5 to 6 years, and smaller restaurants meeting the guideline in 7 years.
Morales says his department is working on a larger presentation on the changes to the council and city residents.
And at the same time inform the DEP that this is the plan, only because, as I said before, we are working very closely with them in many projects, many things, as we have to, and maintaining that relationship in good standing with them is very important.
Ward 4 Councilor Christopher Connell and Ward 2 Councilor Kevin Morandi both said they were uncomfortable with engineering firm Kleinfelder contributing to the revisions, as it is involved in the wastewater treatment plant project. Morandi.
I feel Kleinfelder has been way too involved in all this. I feel a lot of this could be done by our own city administration.
The ordinance was unanimously referred to Morales to be resubmitted back to the council at a future meeting for another vote on the amendments. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.